from studios in New England, Vilna. So I will say good morning and welcome you to another edition of your program, Good Morning Salon, where they meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Today, Friday, 3rd February 2017, we will bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sisse.
And Mina Khadija Bangura, good morning. Inside the program this Friday morning, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development say the country they can't get law will go make people not take passports, ID card and other documents them if they not pay local tax. The papa for the 18-year-old girl picking will get the best 2016 worst result. Where they attend the Sierra Leone Muslim Brotherhood don't call on government and the general public for provide scholarship will go make in picking continue in education. And today inside the program, you go know what in government they do for address the water problem na Freetown during dry season under the President's Recovery Priority Program.
Well, this and plenty other story day for you inside the program, plus the person we go represent Salon na the Miss Universe Beauty Pageant for the first time when our camera don't come back as you go share your experience with you inside the program. What about today for you? No go no way. Continue for listening as we live on here on 98.1 FM and online on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa, empowered by AfriCell. Members, you can also get to be live on our Facebook page on www.facebook.com/RadioDemocracy98.1 FM. You can drop a comment on our Facebook page or also send me a message on the number 077-981-981. The number is 077-981-981. Be part of the program when a Good Morning Salon. Now, the studio this morning, I want to welcome our studio guests them. The first person we are going to introduce this morning is Mohammed Ibrahim Kuruma, we are production manager at Goma Valley Water Company. Good morning, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
We also get Joel Bernard Lawson, we are sector coordinator, communications and transformation, Ministry of Water Resources. Good morning, welcome to the program.
Joel. Good morning, Ahmed. Good morning, Fambulem.
Well, as we see earlier on, we can talk about the plans them with the water sector only put in place for address the plenty challenge them with the day for water business and the dry season with this day part of the President's Recovery Priorities. Remember, say now the President's Recovery Priorities they support this program today with the bring count to owner from 98.1 FM.
Will they continue the program and will they look at the first issue now the program this morning? Usai for improve water an important area under the President's Recovery Priority Plan. This now for tap the plenty challenge where people don't they get from water business, especially during dry season. Now the President delivery team together with the senior workman them now the Goma Valley Water Company don't go inspect all the dam them and water catchment area them now the peninsula area. Sabtu Kalon be they part of this inspection team and he put this report together.
The President's Priority Recovery Plan, now initiative will become after the country be done overcome the Ebola sick. Outside the initiative, now for getting to sector them back where the sick be done unborg. And the water sector now one of the sector them. And as the President's Recovery Plan still lay on, the President Delivery Team, with senior workman from Goma Valley Water Company and a representative from civil society organization, with journalists them, don't go inspect the water catchment area and the Goma treatment plant and dam, like the peninsula area. Outside this inspection, now for look at the encroachment and deforestation, where people only do near the water catchment and dam them na that side day. The first stop inside this inspection, now the Goma water catchment near number 2 river. Outside the production manager na Goma Valley Water Company, Mohammed Ibrahim Koroma say,
but all this end na the catchment area, but what's surprising now and very, 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 very critical, na the fact that if you all sit up now, will they see the dam crest? Where not ever they be. Will then at this point, will they see the dam crest? So you can imagine the danger where it will cause. If we left destroyed, say, we'll go destroy the dam crest. No water will be in that land. That dam crest is all the water in the reservoir. This is the main dam, now the dam dandy. What is the inside of the reservoir? So if we not protect this now, I wonder how it's going to go. We'll go and crawl and fight.
Mohammed Ibrahim Koroma, the production manager at Goma Valley Water Company, say, from waiting they don't go see, it should say, the encroachment and where people don't cut and bone tick them near the water catchment by number 2.
This then lead to crisis. Not a shortage again, no. Crisis. Look, look at the soil formation. Look at the rock formation. You know. You see? That height, what are they see so? That height, the way it's in up here, 862 feet above sea level. That it's in up. So, 9 and all them flushed. Now, you need to see. Hey! This if you have low.
Yeah, run free, safe.
No. This stuff. This is danger. With the talk of real danger, not all threats again. This is beyond threats.
The inspection will continue in Abobo Village and the Peninsula area. Usai Mohammed Ibrahim Kouma talk about the green belt. Where they can put aside the way people not for bill again.
For anything beyond this thing, the guys the way do this thing, they're not stupid. Then do an assessment at this road. Then look and then confirm. Say yes. Getting the green belt at this particular position, not the best thing for them. If now people and they enter, the very reason why we see where would they see the dam so exposed.
A continue say the activity of one quarry within Abobo Village, where they near the dam and water catchment, also one Senegalese company where they make where they operate, their work is a get bad effect of the dam and water catchment them.
We not get issue with the quarry because we want the road. But the issue we all get that the activities where they go, when they do the blasting, it gets a vibration effect. Being that the dam after rock fill, even if it will concrete dam, the rate of vibration gets a negative effect on the structure itself. Meaning the continuous vibration when they take place can tell on the integrity of the dam. So being that it is very close to the dam, we see and say it was necessary at this particular time. May they see how best to stop this effect. Otherwise,
the production manager Nagoma Valley Water Company, Mohammed Ibrahim Kouma, same way so say, from the different Guma catchment area, them where they don't go see na the peninsula area, it shows say, people not the listen where authority them can want say, no activity or building, not for the around the dam and water catchment area them. Ishmael Bundu, na project and development engineer na Nagoma Valley Water Company. It's inside the last inspection where they do, the forest them around the peninsula area be thick, as they not be they see the dam crest. But say from waiting they don't go see now, na urgent call for intervention. Because it say, no situation not for allow for make them see the dam crest.
In June, we know with this forest it be really thick, and they see nothing. But now, this don't expose. So just in barely 6 months, we don't see the crest of the dam. So what else? And this, they increase the evapotranspiration, obviously. And the water go only for the capacity of the dam. It go only supply Freetown for 3.5 months. Because you get 8 stream where they feed the dam. Time they reach within the only seas.
Well, that's up to you, Colombia. They put that report they together concerning one visit. We then go do na the dam na Freetown. Well, we continue the program. Good morning, Salon. And they come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Send message to the number 0779819981 on the issues that we discussed on the program. As I've been told this earlier on at the program, we get Joel Bernard Lawson, when our sector coordinator and communications and transformation at the Ministry of Water Resources. We there this morning they talk about the dry season backup plan where the water sector they put together under the presidential recovery priorities. Good morning, Amote. Welcome to the program,
John. Good morning, Ahmed.
Yes. So let's start with you that this dry season water backup plan we talk about.
This dry season backup plan, Ahmed, we all know see every dry season we can get serious challenge for water. All over the years, we know say it's not easy, apart from dry season, water is a serious challenge and when a compounded problem. But we, as a government, we the president, the delivery team, as a priority, we say we can't continue for give excuses, say yes, the dam, Guma dam door hole, then the cut pipe, this dam door they will supply water and Freetown will meet all the demand. We say no. We can't sit down and allow dry season forget serious challenge for water again. So in September, the Ministry of Water Resources gather all the water sector donors them and all the stakeholders in the water sector for plan where we go try for mitigate a crisis. What do we do in this case? We say, let we try as best as possible for introduce new sources of water. That is, apart from the dam, let we try forget other new source them. So if a small source themselves, we will be able to supplement the dam. We also say, would they improve the efficiency for the distribution and supply? We all know, say, the dam don't small for Freetown. At the same time, we still need for give water. So what we don't plan for do, and what will they continue for do, what is the dam? Now for ration the water. And how they ration the water? Now for make sure, say, we equitably distribute them. That is, let all man get small within the pipe network, whilst we get other sources for serve the one that we know in our network at all. That another thing we they inside the plan. In broad terms, we look at for improve the efficiency and we communicate when and how we give water. And one important thing, we know it's a serious challenge in a free tongue, especially free tongue, in a pipe leakage. Cutting of pipes. Leakages, now two things. We get the technical leakage, we get the created leaks. The created leaks, now where people in the cut pipe all around. We know say, because water not the people in go cut pipe. So what we don't do again, this plan also, we don't try to forget a lot of teams, 8 teams where they all around, where we for call, 246, we get a hotline inside now where anybody we see cut pipe, if we call that number, the 246, and automatically we get a team with it all over Freetown for go for address anything they need. So then another serious thing we would try for reduce, because if we reduce the leakage, we'd lost over 40% of the water. So if we reduce the leakage then we go also able for supply more water to people in as much as it will be enough.
So the area of leakages, this is not the first time. Guma Valley, the Ministry of Water Resources, do identify, say, this is a serious problem in terms of delivery, the issue of water to people. So what do I do this time for able for address? Because when I don't the work on them, when I don't know seeing that problem, what do I do this time with tangible for address that challenge day?
Ahmed, the issue of leakage, as we say, it's very, very dicey, as we say. It's always difficult for manage. But now, as I say, we get 10 teams. Now, Freetown, 10 teams, we get bikes, then they on vehicle, we get the hotline. We don't make them very robust this time around, because we know, say, if we not try as best as possible for control the leaks here, it will be serious issues to the water supply. So this time around, we get that team, they will ensure, say, as people in call, we try as best as possible for resolve that leak day. Going forward.
So now who's AIM this emergency or this backup water supply?
This backup target? Water supply, the cover from Allerton to Sussex. It means the whole of Freetown. No left, no sign of Freetown. So that is why what we don't do, we don't divide Freetown into zones for low able target. We don't divide Freetown into 10 zones. So we not go just the run all around the place. So we get monitor them within each zone. We get some parent team in there for leaks within our zone. So as you call the person they come on and Wilkinson, we're going to Kisi. Kisi already get
for let somebody get leakage for water, you need for them get the supply maybe from the main dam or some other source of water will come us from. So now just the leakage, what about the area of ready water available, self first?
Of course, what I will tell you, Ahmed, is that for the supply of water, with the dam, they supply fully on a daily basis. With the supply over 70,000 cubic meter every on a daily basis, and they come now Freetown. The serious challenge we'll get is that the dam no get issue for supply the water, but there's a lot of leakages, right? Where we need for correct. If not, and we all for being responsible. Now, make we say this is a community thing. People in the cut pipe, as I can this morning, I meet somebody cut pipe, pastor tell and say, fix this pipe, because we don't get done now, look at you left and the waste. So now, make we say community safe for able cooperate with you all, collaborate. You know, follow control the leaks here.
Jewel, Freetown water issue, not so till we new to people them. And una self na the ministry, not to una response them or the reason they wanna can't get to people them, not to new one them, not just the same year in, year out. Now this dry season water response plan where una they put together under the president's recovery priority, how it different to the one them where una be done they put?
Now how it different? As I tell you, we know ever they get a robust team for managed leaks are the first team. Two, forget a hotline where anytime where you call them, you're able to get them and we're able to communicate with the team within the street. And this time around, another thing is that we don't come with, we come with 20 solar-powered boreholes, especially for the east, because we all know, say, most of the time, the water where they come out at the west from Sussex over dam, eventually, they don't use them. Most of them that we're not able to supply to the east that much. So we don't try as best as possible forget 20 new industrial, 20 new boreholes where defeat now in front them. And then they, as we say, not to say what they say, we one can do them. We go now the field now, we don't identify all the location with the communities, and we go now for drill the borehole, because we know say inside the dry season itself every match, now for drill the borehole, we know say we go water throughout the year. So we get that one day, then we bring out a robust rationing plan. We'll get a plan where we publish to a newspaper, we'll publish out, let people know when and how they get water. So this time around, we don't just talk out. Right. People then for benchmark, we use it for benchmark, me say, now this time you will say, we get water, why we not get it?
All right, Joel, continue for the week at the program. Like I answer you, Mohammed Koma, production manager at Guma Valley Water Company. Guma Valley all detained them where water issue can come up. One thing where una can always they talk, now the issue of deforestation and encroachments where una can always say people they do make the dam there. Most of them don't they dry, and if they can't attend, una not going to give water to Freetown. Before you start for explain further, just begin for tell people that waiting at this word deforestation and encroachment, okay, always hear you from Guma Valley will command them.
Yeah. Khadija, good morning once more.
Good morning.
Just like how you put it, deforestation and encroachment, this they only take place around the forest area. But before I continue to explain, the government, the president, the His Excellency the President, we don't name one particular area we call and see this na a national park that are the Western Area Peninsula Reserve Forest. We na day the Guma Valley Guma Dam day, where they supply over 90% of the water we supply in Freetown and the environs. But however, deforestation, when you say deforestation, now that act where we people then go, we cut the tick, we brush the land, say you want cut wood, you want burn coal, you get some other activities some man can go do even agriculture day. But if we they continue for cut and sow, it can lead to other thing else. We get now what we call encroachment. Encroachment, when you don't cut this stick, you go decide now, say yes, make we make some settlements in this place. Make we begin live in the answer. You know, say water always day in the forest area. So because of that water, the people like intend for go, make them small shacks them. From them shacks them, then go begin develop and out to big houses them. By the time you know it, you get multiple of houses that we go down the in and around that particular area. The people then go reside there now, where they cause this threat of water within that particular area. The water now go they fall again, who say of us then they.
This being said, Mona, been go around and do inspection na some of the area them or some of the dam them na the peninsula and some other side them. What in our assessments na Guma Valley in terms of how the dam them the water don't they go down they and save the deforestation we don't just talk about? So,
if I go start with, I go say very, very, very disappointing because a couple of times we don't the goody, we don't make several visits for with. People then line ministries, agencies, you know, parliamentarians, we don't go there. We don't make so many engagements, we don't do so many visitations. But this particular visitation is very, very, very disappointing to the point that we turn up now one particular area. We now very close towards the Toke end, just by after number 2. It'd be surprising for me if we turn up that particular side. We see the exposure of the dam. We see how naked the dam was. We turn up, we see the entire dam crest. As you may get subtle from that recording, it tells you something. Say, it will reach a point in time, we will begin to ask yourself this question. See, what it will become of Freetown when it comes to water? If this dam, we imagine 95% of the total amount of water currently, now in this dam, the supply, if you don't expose at this particular rate, where to go really become of water supply
but Mr. in terms Foma, of fit, yeah, Africa? Talking about the remedy to them particular situation, and if I can take your mind back, this BNTM, we don't they use Guma Valley and even the Ministry of Lands, we don't say, then they go to them particular place, then they for broke the houses them, where people don't build, say, where don't they cause them problem there. And even when we don't they get back up from the members of parliament, or the Water Resources Committee, but all of a sudden, that decision, they just died down. What thing really they happen?
That decision, the way you say, I don't subscribe to that because I don't get any authentic documents. We will tell me, say, we don't get a plan for demolish houses then. You know, so you got to forget something very tangible before you say them. What I know, so we do, we be engage line ministries, Ministry of Lands, Ministry of Agriculture, you know, the National Protected Area Authority, the EPA, even the parliamentarians, as you say, we don't go, we identify areas where, you know, they're very prone to for destroy the forest reserve. At a publication will come out, make people produce them documents as to the legality for where they sit on at the areas then be. You go surprise you for making you know, say, of all the documents they would then produce, now be just about 3, be they way kind of like authentic. Over the over 70 houses then would then be marked and identified, so they fall within the Green Belt zone. But we still engage government and all the other partners then. May we see how best we go do for protecting that. Because then continue for existing. Trust me, just like I say, this we need to talk about threat any longer. I think we need to talk about danger now.
So somebody go and say, maybe una na the water sector, government, and all the institutions that we involve, not that serious about preserving the area, and because every year where you go, you go meet new hosts, or you go meet new structure, you go meet they don't tamper with the forest. We not be done the last year, so it's like una no they take action, una no they set example for people where they go destroy the water catchment areas.
Fine, make us start by one side. See, Gobe Valley Water Company gets a mandate that we for store water, we treat them and supply to the people in Freetown. From Sussex na the west to Allentown na the east and some mountain areas around Freetown. So we mandate not just that. We not get that enforcement authority.
So is that the one who for enforce don't fail in
just
terms
which
of...
we can land. Just which we can land. We get other partners then. We get other agencies then, like the National Protected Area Authority. We now then get the sole mandate for manage this national park and other areas then around inside the country. Then get the responsibility. And we look forward to them. May we see our best, because we still continue to engage them. May they see our best. They will protect this thing for us. We equally get EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. They say get their own mandate. They say get their own line of action. Who said in the past and what they go do. We also get the Ministry of Lands, because lands, they will go there, you will tell you, say, their own mandates now for check the correctness of survey plans and all what you may say. But one thing we're very, very clear, the fact that now then they issue the surveys for their lands there, the process don't start for me people that acquire land. You get
so if every year, like the red belt we they talk the about, green belt, every year they shift them. I remember I say they at some point dong they don't shift and say, you know, for encourage more people and for they go into their community, then you will not feel seen and they don't make the only the situation. The Regent, for example, now one, if you go Regent almost near the dam now, somebody don't be lost there.
I completely agree with you. That shifting of the green belt, I think we get for maintain this last one. We went on the hive under that work for projects then do. Because before they come to agreements in getting that particular green belt, they make thorough assessment as to waiting will benefit the entire nation. Mind you, the very existence of we waiting in Freetown now as a result of the water waiting. If water not there, we don't have to. We all go come on as we go face our water. So we really, really get for maintain that green belt and see our best. We go pull people down there. You know, I think that the obvious that one day, because the rate at which they don't deplete that particular forest, if it really continue, because something has to be done. If something not be done now, then I really wonder what thing will become of the water in Freetown.
All right, well, on a continue for the return of the program, we get now the studio Mohammed Ibrahim Kuroma, we're now production manager, Goma Valley Water Company, and also Joel Bernard Lawson, we're now sector coordinator, communication and transformation, Ministry of Water Resources. We continue the program, and now we go into another issue. Usai, inside with us, the edition of the program, Good Morning Salon, we will talk to a member of the All People's Congress, when Dr. Van de Kone, we same with so 149 for Big Secretary General for the All People's Congress. As we write one letter to the APC leadership, they ask them for call date for all the delegates' conference, Usai then go pick new executive. But after that interview day, the Deputy Publicity Secretary for the All People's Congress, when Cornelius DeVos, say they concern them with Dr. Van de Kone is now because he don't know waiting come out inside the last party convention. Cornelius DeVos talk more to Alex Lawrence Kuroma.
The membership of the All People's Congress Party listen with serious interest the reports we on a plate with Van de Kone comrade. They raise issues them way to the general membership of the party, very much on APC and in style, and they very much believe say Van de Kone totally unaware of the processes and procedures by which the party they operate. Rightly speaking, Van de Kone is a member of the party, a member of the APC Disabled Wing, and now one of the strong pioneers from the South. But however, the issues being raised by him with regards the list of delegates them to the next national convention and also dates for all the next national convention hanging on the supposition that the tenure of the current executive don't long expire clearly shows say Vandy Kone not aware of waiting na being the decisions them of the last convention held in Freetown in 2018, and he also not aware of the current direction where the party they move.
All right, now we look at it. Talk about the last decision where the party may take. What not be the decision then?
At the last convention we will be held in Freetown 2013, during which Vandy Kone self we express intention to vie for the Secretary Generalship. At the end of the convention, the National Delegates Conference, then we be assembled with foresight, then realize say, there are constitutional provisions we get for make an obvious that political boundaries them and demarcations them go get for change before. So see, by law, censors for conduct, and by law, neck for demarcate new political boundaries. So as a result for avoid holding two conventions, the delegates that will be there, they say, notwithstanding the fact, say, the executive that they elect in 2013, the tenure will expire after 3 years, but then for continuing in office, as the next national delegates conference will forget after that one, they will be held 2013, for be held within 12 months to the next general election, we get for be 2018. Which means, say, the executive will continue and the party will only hold convention within 12 months to the date of the next general election. And as a party, with constitution make a very clear, say, decisions of the national convention shall be binding on the party. So therefore, that is why even when people they talk about flag bearer, we can always try to remind them of that provision there. Because another of the 6 resolution states say the issue of flag bearer will go only discuss within 1 year to the conduct of the next general election.
Right. Plenty of people they speculate say the next general election will be February 2018. So in office again, that now the more reason we make Mr. Kone come up with the concern there.
Rightly speaking, elections by constitutional provision for be held anytime between December and March, because by constitutional provision, election for be held not earlier than 30 days, not later than 90 days, where parliament dissolve. Same way to the presidency. But however, as a party, we own practice not to for worse with dirty linings in public. We don't able for comport ourselves in a manner we don't make a party very distinct from other political parties there, where they choose the media as a platform for raise issues of internal concern. We are a well-structured political institution, and where we get channels then wherein people can ask them questions indeed. While asking such question, not to any wrong way a member can do, but however, not to part of the APC style or APC pattern for asking question in the social media or conventional media.
You talk about December election or so. December when? 2018.
What I mean December election, I know they talk, I say, if parliament for dissolve by constitutional provision, then would they expect, say, general election for ordinary members of parliament for be any term between December and March 2018.
Well, that's National Deputy Publicity Secretary for the All People's Congress, Winner Cornelius Devobe, they talk to Alex Lawrence Koma concerning one letter and one interview we'll do to one member of the All People's Congress, Dr. Vandy Kone, has been raised concern to the National Executive of the All People's Congress for pull dates and identify and delegate them for the next party convention. The program, Good Morning Salon, they continue 10 from 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. We will take this message and come back and continue the program.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Ha ha.
Now the People's Bank.
The People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
delivering value.
With a drive, customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Sammy back. Now you back. Now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
We will continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. It will come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. We will bring this last edition of the program. Good morning, Salon, for this week. Mina Khadija Bangura.
And Mina Ahmed Sisi.
We will continue the program, and still we get Joel Lawson, Inner Sector Coordinator, Communications and Transformation at the Ministry of Water Resources. He there this morning, they talk about the dry season water backup plans, we then together with the President's recovery priorities they put together. Mr. Lawson, you don't explain what the plans them, where we get, and how we plan for make the plan then come to reality. But we are the partner with the President under the President's recovery priorities, and we all know say the PRP they wrap up now, and the plans then get for left to Una and Goma Valley. Sustainability now one key word now, so how we plan for ensure say all the plans them we go able for sustain them.
Khadija, that's a very good question. Interestingly, well, the presidential delivery team, not only they implement, you know, then they coordinate with we and collaborate. The plan now we develop as a sector. Yeah. So in terms of sustainability, we don't ensure say we like the tanks they already installed in their communities. We go for install 250 more tanks at the communities. And now this time around, we ensure, say, each tank get tank manager. Wait till me they happen, you find out, say, from that Ebola response, where we install the tanks, then they, after the response, a lot of them tanks will be abandoned. And eventually, you know, it will be sustainable. So now, wait till we don't do is that the Goma Valley Water Company, where they in charge of water and Freetown, they don't form a proper unit, where they in charge of them tanks, then they, and then new boreholes here, where they can give. And then community the manager, then get a tank manager for the manage the facility the day. And this time around, the difference here is that we want for let people and pay small money for at least because we talk with Bowsers, you know, so we get for fuel the Bowser them. And we want for make them commercially viable to some point. For this response also, what make a difference is that we then community tank manager and the we want for let them pay to Goma Valley and the outlet them 50,000 loans for then 10,000. Bowser water in the in normal circumstance 10,000 liters water now over 500,000. But because governments don't fund the operations, will they give a subsidized rate for these operations? That's so that it all makes this operation very special. And it's a profit making venture. Well, when we say profit making venture, we get small money the way the tank manager will always get for save.
So that would they in charge of the money then they?
Yeah, they pay directly to Goma. We already don't discuss with the communities and with the, now that's all a part of the plan. They tell the community, say that they pay directly to Goma before we supply the water. The first water we don't start for giving them because we don't start now. The first water we give them, we call it seed water. Now we give them free of cost and they pay nothing. So whilst we supply that one now, they pay for the rest. And then they tell Angola, they either pay now, either the Kisi outlet, we get the outlet now the east, the Goma office, with the by Afrikaners Road. You know, we get the opposite Lyonko, we get the central office, Goma building, they keep paying at Pademba Road, and they keep paying at Wilberforce at the west.
But as you say earlier on, during the Ebola term, we still said the Ministry of Water Resources been go deposit then water tank there when had been 10,000 liters na some community then. But during then they una not ask for payment. So now una they try for bring backup plans for the dry season. Why immediately?
As you say, Khadija, it's very important for sustainability. You know, now because if we continue for give free, at the end of the day, the cost will not go able to meet the costs for continue for Duam.
In other words, people, they buy the water.
Well, no one doesn't buy the water, now it's subsidized rate. That is why they tell you now, see, it's a subsidized rate. And water not to free, Khadija, we have to understand, see, with the process is water, with the treat them, and even the bowls are where they carry the water go to the tank, they now fuel and maintenance. So it entails cost. So if we know they take small thing for long, we'll maintain the water and the bowls at them, then of course we're not going to sustain them. So that's not the reason, you know, because we go for sustain them. The Ebola response was free. And eventually, when we're done, you see we're not able to sustain them.
So they have the bowls, them. We don't need for Kego at Tade. how the
area of the boreholes. Now, let me make the boreholes issue very clear. Now, this is special. That's also make this backup plan very special. Now, solar powered borehole would be this time around. We launch a Bauma. A lot of people then go see them. You know, people feel say when they talk about borehole, now some old time system, but people then see a modernized borehole where the solar now they pump the water go up the tank, then it can't down by gravity for the people there. And people were very surprised, they are astonished.
But not the first thing and that kind of facility down there around that area though.
No, common. No, the first
one be the day where Guma Valley and I think Salwako.
You know, common. Solar powered, not common.
We don't
pilot solar powered between Waterloo and Masheka. We don't pilot them. That was a pilot project. And we see it work well. And the cost of operation is also low. So what we do this time around? We don't decide to say forget. We get 20 of the solar powered borehole. We na defeat fund them and a wash consortium. They construct them. Then UNDP already don't construct two. The one will launch a Bauma and they don't already complete the construction of the other one at Mykene. Then we they bring in 4 industrial borehole, then the government says, well, now not so even normal borehole, this is an industrial borehole. Industrial borehole in the sense that it has a bigger volumes, it bring more water for people. So government will get a special borehole machine. As we speak, the machine don't come the free tongue for can start the industrial borehole. And the challenge what we get, especially na Babadoui, we find out, say, we Babadoui reservoir, it is dry during the dries. Well, Mr. Kumar talk and I will get a lot of challenges because of that. But we think, say, if it dry, we do for fair way, follow we make water they go to that reservoir. So, the 4 industrial borehole we government don't fund right now, we they on right now, is that we will get one another Babadoui reservoir. The technician they already did at the ground, they don't do the geophysics, where we pump water into the reservoir, it will serve more people.
So, we can't continue down there, but we already talk about boreholes, Mr. Kumar, you know the technical part. And some people will be the risk concern, say, borehole safe, if you get too much boreholes, then. At the end of the day, you go get some constraint for the waterway there under the ground because everybody go the doya, and then they go affect the waterway under the ground.
Well, I like that a direct relation again with this forestation where they talk. If you see, one thing where we can fail to realize when we get a very large forest, when the water they come, this forest it trap this water for we. It fall at the leaf stem, it go through the stem, it drip go down the soil at a very slow rate, it able for maintain and keep this water. So when the dry they come, it release the water. Slowly, you see them streams, then go they flow. If you just walk around Freetown, some of them river, them bridges the way you see. You find out what say taste on them late February to March, you see water they flow. Now, as a result of the fact, see the water within our soil it release. So, also for the boreholes, we get what we call the aquifers. Then we get 3 levels of aquifers. If the water, then the water that the aquifers, them very, 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 very well. When as a result again of these rains. Then we will get enough water down the side and the way go able for maintain and sustain the system. But if we left the place very, very exposed, we allow direct sunlight on this particular surface, it dry up, it evaporate that means the water at a very fast rate.
Not to any size, somebody can just go dig a borehole.
I agree with you, not to any size. You just get for drill a borehole when you get a very good, if a drill go to the aquifer, the water path, inside the water the flow. If you drill that part, if you don't just drill inside, don't tell inside water, you don't just drill, you meet water. No. You get for drill and meet water outside the water. Now I make it tell you about geophysics. That geophysics, now I'm able to tell you the result of what you the drill, what thing you expect for meat, the quality of water you expect for meat, how best you're able to use that. Because iron, if you iron, you found iron down there, you're not able to get the water, you're not able to use that. We can always think for say, always the borehole water, the water already dumped the borehole, it pure. But if you go drill, you find out some metals there inside there, you know, you're treat
it.
So the geophysics, as you know, Mr. Lawson don't tell you, they don't do geophysics. Any side where they do geophysics, the result of that geophysics, now they determine whether or not they will drill the borehole.
All right. Mr. Kuma, the issue of deforestation, it don't say we don't the rebottom, UNASEF don't they come and explain to people them about deforestation, how it go and bog the bush them, and we go make Freetown water problem get for be a challenge. Now, look at the human activities to the forest. Apart from cutting teak, burning bush, building a water catchment area, them. What are some of the things them where people can do, where can be challenged to the forest them?
Now, make we just start by make we understand first the benefit with the not the forest. One, we get the water, of course. Now, water we deal with the water, it capture the water for we. The water get for settle day, as I explained just now. You know, with time, it release some. You know, Goma Valley, we they abstract the water with the come at the reservoir, then with the supply, treat and supply. As we abstract, more just take for example, let's say with the rain they come. When the rain they drop, around them July, August, September, October, then 10 in the. Enough water they come, we'll be able to abstract enough to a point that even waiting will they abstract from the reservoir and treat it less than waiting the come inside the reservoir. And they reach a point in time, like then they will down the spill, you know. Now so they behave. Do they reach a time again when this the reservoir they left for spill? Waiting they happen. You find out for say either waiting the abstract is equal to waiting the come. Do they reach a time again? It is less than within the camp. Where now, as a result of the water with the flow from their streams, then come on at this bush shell they talk so. We don't care the trees they don't keep them for we. The soil don't keep them. It come inside the water. Mind you, this forest it prevent flooding heavily. If we get this forest cover, it prevents flooding because where the water they come, that top surface not will be eroded as fast as you the expected for erode because of what it you get the roots them of the trees them way just cut are just like that, then they prevent the water for flow at that kind of speed. You know, the top surface of the erosion, that surface erosion not it take place heavily. Equally so, when this forest day, mind you, more not forget say it gets some medicinal or herbal benefits for we humans again. Would they sustain it? So people like intend for go for the herbal day. But that didn't destroy the forest, big one as we say. But what did they really, really, really destroy this forest? Now that fact of when we the good day for do settlements with the encroachments they can.
Right.
Because when they caught, you go erect houses that a large portion, you have to clear the place completely. You know, by the time you erect 3, 4, 5, 6 houses, then you can imagine the area where them places then they go occupy.
All right, continue for the week at the program. In case you just tune in, you're listening to the program Good Morning Salon, and today in a special edition of the program under the President's Recovery Priority, where they support this special Friday edition of the program for talk about the dry season backup plans where the Ministry of Water Resources and Goma Valley they do now. Long we take this break, we come and continue the program.
The method for storing health records is about to change forever. Is your hospital, clinic, or health center up to date? Health Connect is Sierra Leone's electronic medical record system, which enables healthcare specialists to digitally maintain and store patients' health records. Health Connect provides a secure environment, is easily accessible, has a simple data entry system, and can schedule appointments and update prescriptions and results. These are just a few of the benefits of Health Connect. You can afford it, so join the health admin revolution. To ensure that you offer patients the very best service, sign up to Health Connect today. For more information, click healthconnect.sl or call 030 or 044 432 584.
We will continue the program Good Morning Salon. Continue for sending text message to the number 077-981-981 or you go on our Facebook page, Radio Democracy. As if you will get the opportunity for watch a live broadcast of the program. As way for settled Plaba and Safe Wing Development in Akwenadugu District, Kailao and Moyamba District, Fambu Talk International Campaign for Good Governance and the Government of Salon Dongo launched the Inclusive District Peace Development Committee na Kabala inside Kwenadugu District. Also, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development say the country they can get law we go make people not take passport, ID card and other national documents them if they not pay local tax. We reporter Usman Kamara Bidina Kwenadugu and he put these reports together.
Campaign for Good Governance, Fambul Talk International, and the Government of Sierra Leone, with support from UNDP and New Deal, Dongo Pool Nado, the Inclusive District Development Committee, na Kabala inside Koinadugu District, we go the look and settle Plaba, na Kainlaun, Kabala, and Moyamba District. where he made a talk inside the launching ceremony. The executive director for Fumble Talk International, John Cocker, begin talk about the objective them of this committee.
The objective now for consolidate and strengthening the inclusive district peace and development committees them, look at the big picture challenges in the district and find a way for address them. Now a new approach, inclusive governance approach for tackle district problems, but not only problems but also achievements. Well, now a pilot, we don't work on this pilot for the last 1 year and some months, not to just Kwenedugu district, we did na Kailau, Moyamba and Kwenedugu district. And somebody go ask why then this is the name. We choose them by region. One at the eastern region, one at the north, and one at the south. Now, for just make sure, say, we're able to pilot this process at the three regions then, and learn from there and cascade them across the whole country. This is not just Fumble Talk. We do a collaboration with the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Catalyst for Peace, UNDP, the New Deal, and of course, now Kwenedugu and a campaign for good governance, and then lead. Now, a different way of work, but it's more of an inclusive.
John Cocker continues to say, from last year, we then formed this committee. The committee don't able set to plaba, we don't then a Kailan district for over 9 years between the council and the paramount chief then.
In Kwenedugu here, they don't avert some crisis then. They're not able to intervene na one or two chiefdoms them where if they don't blow up. Even the recent youth crisis, they're able to intervene. Dialogue with the police and able for dialogue with other stakeholders, and the youth rep are also part of the structure. Kailau, a lot of achievement also, because them able to avert a crisis with the youths and the councils. And in Kailau, they're able to resolve over 9 years conflict between the council and the paramount chiefs them. We fully go lead to major development at the district, that is revenue collection. The council and the paramount chiefs, they don't see eye to eye in the revenue collection. But they work on that for the past 1 year, and when we did at Kailau last week, they symbolically signed an agreement between the Council of Paramount Chiefs and the District Council for say they all go embark on a joint revenue collection. And at the end of the day, then go divide the proceeds by percentage. The council get 60% because of the overhead, then the chiefdoms get 40%.
We in the talk for Pulna do the committee, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Maya Kaikai, say these projects go make people self contribute inside nation building. Now the country.
This is what growing inclusive governance. It's very good because when you involve the people for plan what they want, and the best way they are. When they divide Kwenedugu into two districts now, when they get Kwenedugu one district, then Kwenedugu two districts. The Kwenedugu one and Kwenedugu. But the name way we the other district, we don't go sit on our office as government, as Minister of Local Government, I go give you a name. That make a grand police care program here. Now when I get to a district, when I want for when I get name for that other district, when they come back and consult to now. But we not stop you. When you look at the primary chiefs that we go for there, now when they can get first place, 190 primary chiefs.
The minister, same way so say, a ministry go give support to the committee and safe say, and I go say again, logo candy for people when not the grip paid and tax, not go able for take passport, license, ID card, and other documents them.
Under my administration, we now can make a law. If you want to go for passport or license, if you don't look at tax, make you. Because you want to go to school, you don't 18 years. You want to go for legal admission at that school, then if you did not take local tax for you, we don't make you. We need to admit you because local tax that one big right for everybody forget as Sierra Leonean. The ministry, we a partner, and we're ready to give the support to Fumble Talk and all the one that win and the IP ready for this thing. For let we ensure say this thing is whole water and let we make sure say it spread over this country. Because if this thing spread over this country, it become a national thing. I believe say people then go now people enjoy waiting now. Governance, because that means say we don't give them the opportunity to let them put more a salon business, because then the people then now they get salon.
The minister end up tell thank you to CGG, Fumble Talk International, and other organization them. We come together for set up this committee. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Usman Kamara, the report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue, and we continue for looking at more issues them as January 8th this year. Our Kamara Bilev Salon for represent the country in the Miss Universe Beauty Pageant will be in the Philippines, Usai, but 87 country them been take part, and France be win this competition. According to our, we don't come back na salon in focus now, na for empower girl picking in the country. Our Kamara talk this to Mohamed Sherif as he return back na salon after 3 weeks.
Pageantry, as white people call them, na a special event or celebration where women and girl pikin them can use close tradition and ceremonies them for showcase their country them. And women them wey want for do pageantry can start them na their local community them, win na their country, we make different people can represent their country them na the world. And one parent event here where women them can they represent their country them, na Miss Universe. We don't create the opportunity for women and girl picking them for over 65 years. But according to report, now the first and this person, they represent Salon na Miss Universe na Philippines. Hawa Kamara, now the person will go represent and showcase Salon and be left Salon January 8th and come back Salon Thursday, February 2. Usa Imama been first receiver na Secret Express na Abadi Freetown.
Hey, I love you so much. I love you too.
With that gladness, friends, family, and other people being same also receive them through the cultural way. But the first question when I be ask our Kamara, we been going to represent Salon. Now the lesson where it belong na Miss Universe 2016.
First of all, when you go inside and there, you get for be all about your country. I go land say you get for like your country, you get for push your country, you get for support your country. That's why you go there, they no get for call you your name, they get for call you your country. You get for be as patriotic as you can.
But waiting how I been talk for showcase Salon internationally.
I will talk about how beautiful Sierra Leone is and how we the people get good energy towards life. For example, now I talk about how we don't suffer boku, but we still get hope, we still the push for every country go before. And then be more particular about the Ebola, how the Ebola they go now, so blah blah blah, and the fight for camp. So I been get for make later understand say nothing again then they go on again. Oh lolo story then that then.
What do you create? We be new.
One voice.
Hawa Kamara been Kayon say it been difficult for him for left the country because he say not be get the couple where he say we need them for go.
Imagine ticket business and then you get for pay for franchise that will pass $7,000 just for go let you go showcase your country. So that been big challenge. People let me any kind way then get for the support beauty pageant, let them support them or anybody they come on a salon for go represent. So why don't cancel? I get for can focus on empowering the girl child, support them at in school business, then talent them, etc. And I get for the work hand in hand with sisters supporting sisters organization.
Natasha Becklin, now the owner, Miss Universe Salon. We serve now the coach for Hawa Kamara. We same also happened for be the former Miss Salon for 2011. Now Miss Wall been encouraged government for more support, even though he say get support from the Ministry of Tourism and Cultural Affairs and serve other people.
In terms of Hawa Kamara being the first person for Go Miss Universe, this last one, Siwa applied for 6 years ago, and this is the first time they ever work with Sierra Leone. Little thing that we learned from this experience now, make governments give we more support. I meet with so many other countries where governments now fully they support them. We ask for more governmental officials, make them help, we make we continue for push them picking there. 87 contestants and compete. Then they do say you can 1, 2, 3, 4. Then they do 1 to 13. If you don't make 1 to 13, you number then una try. How I not
so make up from 1 to 13?
How I not make a 1 to 13? I think all man we watch Miss Universe disappointed say how I not been there in 13. But me on accomplishments, not for say how I make into top 13. CNN can interview. CNN called Miss Universe only for interview Hawa Kamara from the Republic of Sierra Leone. 87 countries and they see one thing in Hawa Kamara. Now interview they go viral. And for me, as a producer, my goal was accomplished.
But the question we want to ask now, why Hawa not been able to make him up from 1 to 13?
Me, something and then they get what they look for. Somebody with the best selling stories. And I can say how I'm story, not as devastating as they were expecting. So I'm picking and go, me mama die, don't die, papa don't die. Moska bang me yesterday, na mika yaso. I been get brain tumor, but na mika yaso. Me na cancer survivor, na mika yaso. Then me they expect to make her say, me na Ebola survivor. And which she's not.
What he do?
Just a regular girl with a loving mother and comes from a loving family and a supportive country.
Natasha Becklin, been encouraged woman and young girl then We want for go Miss Universe 2017 and other years them for learn and speak good English so that he say then go able for represent the country fine.
Salon get too many problems the way they face. For make we care contestants go we not able for compose simple sentence. So number one, if you the member for go Miss Universe, you not sabi talk English, you not get any educational background, not so mere you they work for another agency.
Aminata Ture, na the mami for Hawa Kamara say in a one person will not be lack or support. Anybody will put on paper. Pageantry, but say now they support.
And I think when me been there against us, so while me picking can find himself na that side, I glad him more. So again, the support more for let be would I be so today because I know say he get feature. I be not see her in him, and I love her.
Olu Patrick Becklin been share small palin experience to me because plenty time people on they say the papa them knocking or support them girl picking them for put on pageantry business.
When me picking actually start pageantry, that was in 2009. I go meet this crown and the sash Napala. I say, wait in this. My mama tell me, say, you just come up with one pageant. I say, really? The initial reaction from me, of course, like any other parent, was waiting lead them to this. When I don't discuss with her now, I tell me, say, I did run because I want to use this opportunity for help other people. Now I say, well, if that's what you like, I'm ready for support you 100%. And since then, I don't support her in so many pageants. I think, say, we get for allow the Pekine for grow in doing the things that we don't like for do the most, especially if not team we go further than development and contribute to society.
As now France be win the 2016 Miss Universe, now Philippines, the 2016 Miss Universe will go represent Salon. They expect say Salon people go give full support to the person will go represent the country 2017 at the Miss Universe with vote, couple and other things then. Because he say with that, Salon go do more na the world. For the Society for Ready Democracy, Mohammed Sherif, the report.
They continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, still at the program, we get Joel Lawson, Sector Coordinator, Communication and Transformation at the Minister of Water Resources, and Mohammed Kouma, Production Manager, Naguma Valley. Then there today, they talk about the dry season water response plans, where they don't put together under the President's recovery priorities. Well, now they take some text message, then we don't come at the program. The first one I go read this morning say wait till 98.1. Usai Gumasi don't say where people them they go build behind the deforestation area them and now then they come and explain plenty.
This one our Facebook page from Abdullahi Dumoya say the water sector have been underperforming. We don't need too much talks now, please. We are looking for prompt action to improve on the network and rehabilitate standpipes, which is less expensive and more reliable than those other measures.
This other one who don't come now the program say deforestation and encroachment on water catchment areas, low water levels, strategic water tanks, placement, etc. These are all stale and unsustainable information. How about tackling the problems once and for all by installing a massive desalination plants to be treating seawater of domestic uses as in the Asian countries? A question of this person they ask.
This one on the Facebook page again from Emmanuel Lansana says Sierra Leoneans don't need boreholes and tanks. This is backward Guma. Do something to the national grid. Do you really plan ahead of the city? Industrial borehole web. There are a lot of pit latrines around the capital. There is always seepage around the area that's of industrial boreholes or Salon.
This other one we don't come na the program this morning. It is say, good morning, Radio D. Like countries in the world over, Sierra Leone is mandated to achieve universal and equitable access to safe and affordable drinking water for all by 2030. But for many Sierra Leoneans in populous slum areas in Freetown, growing up in the shady areas where inadequate water supplies has become normal. Since government separated the Ministry of Energy from water resources, all what I have been listening each time they speak about water issues are plans and intentions. Government in Sierra Leone has allowed informal settlement to support without control. Now the same government is overwhelmed when it comes to ensuring that citizens have adequate water supplies. Seeing them we for done they do first, now in we can do last. It comes from Brain Box.
This one from Suleiman Eje Tawali say thanks for these leakages of water pipes. There are many people who take advantage of cut pipes after finish. Some will leave the water wasted place like Regent Street, Godrich Street, or Sackville Street. Please put in place any person found cutting pipes who are whosoever doing that may face the full force of the law.
This other one who don't come to the program say Guma and Lance are really responsible for this water issue.
This one say too much of explanations needs positive action. Guma Valley Water Company for the people of Sierra Leone.
This other one say Guma not able to stop the people the way they build very close to the dam.
This one from Matthew Breimer say I'm up and listening from Massachusetts, USA. I'm surprised and disappointed that for almost 3 consecutive years now, there has been water shortage in the city. I can recall that Guma has not done for past inspections and media coverage. Instead of setting up inspection team, why not use the money to buy pipes and bury them very well?
This one say Guma should change their system of water connection by stopping to lay pipes on the surface. In Guinea, you hardly see a pipe on the ground.
Abdullahi Dumbuya say, what is Guma Valley doing to get rid of people who have built houses all around the dam, especially in the reservoir at Regent?
This one say, good morning, Radio D. Please make Guma member winner Hill Court Road Waska. It don't pass 2 years, pump not the open.
This one says, I'm viewing you guys live from Accra, Ghana. Please, my man from Guma Valley tried to make water available in the central part of Freetown, Sackville Street, 3rd Street areas. Serious water problem.
This other one says, indeed, Guma is trying, but they need to do more. They need to improve their response time to tackle leakage because it is in that area they lose a lot of water.
From Kai Daniel Nyama, now Facebook page, I think government should reclaim all the land surrounding the dam, like in the provinces where I came from. The authorities will never allow someone to acquire land close to the dam.
This one says, remember, prevention is better than cure. Guma should prevent their problems now before it's too late.
Well, we get so many messages, we're not going to look at all. I will take just one more from my Facebook page and cover to get them for comments. This one says, great moves. I hope these sources could not only be temporal sources, but sources that could stand the test of time. But please, delivery team, ensure that there is water available in the central part of Freetown. Well, from the message, yeah, so we cover to get them, we will start with Mohamed Lamin Kroma, production manager, Guma Valley Water Company, and later, Joel Bernard Lawson from the Minister of Water Resources.
Yeah, thank you, Ahmad. And thanks to the people that we don't send the messages to them. We are aware so much of the fact, say, really, we get stressed area, water stressed areas. The way, now, as a result of that one day, as when I Mr. Lawson done the talk, we make some interventions, you know, defeat self, they come, and if I can do some things then, MCCU, they come. You know, even as we speak, we get Israelis, the we didn't serve them, they not tongue, for see how best. Then we'll put hands on deck and solve some of them problems. Then they make we'll get, a sustainable water system, not a system. But however, to some of the questions that we come, it sounds very, very funny. Funny in the sense, I don't explain nah, just now. See, Guma Valley mandate, we for store, treat, and supply. We don't get that mandate where somebody don't build a certain area for good. Forcefully pull up, we not go able to pull them people in the. But with the talk with the people them, we get the responsibility for protect this catchment area for we, and the government itself for see how best we go engage them and you know find a peaceful way for you know for get them out and get something very very tangible or something very very good. We go able for keep for this water in the area. We are aware of the fact say all about with catchment areas. If our region is very very prominent. Regent State to Allentown at the east. We know we don't see them things then. Even as recent as this botanical garden, where we make a small source for supply people in this Mount Royal area to Leicester Road, you know, going towards Bombay Street, Patin Street, any other. The source where we make them don't so encroaching and so much that you see people in the botanical garden, don't cut the trees them, so man, go dig boku wells then. We are aware of the fact that we know the problems then, and we do all we could for tackle some of them problems then. Some people in the talk again say, for the response time in the leaks, we know we they try, we they really try. But the problem we are even Mr. Lawson, they talk about created leaks. We got people then because of the real importance of water and the way they stream, then they deliberately cut the pipe. You know, they left and allow water for waste. No, you know, we get Guma Valley man them all in the city at every given point in time. But wait till we just the big, whenever we see leaks, we get office within our east, Africanus Road. Opposite Leonco, just go there. If na east today, you make your report, we go there as fast as possible. If you didn't have the central area, you go to the works yard, the Guma Valley works yard, na Palemba Road, or you can even check na the head office. You, once you're able to push you the message to me, we go respond there adequately. You go again at the west, we get at the Wilberforce, Regent Road area, Regent Road, Wilberforce, you just make the link there, we go respond as fast as possible. We go try for CCS, we tackle some of all them problems, and we really the work, and for sure say yes, we try for tackle them problems there. So,
yes, Lawson.
I want to tell the texter and thank you. First and foremost, we realize and agree, understand all the texts we do about the water problems. We all know say challenge day. What I want for, I don't want to agree with the texter, we see the water sector they underperform. Now I want for let we understand see water problem na a generational problem. Waiting what happened for the past 30 years, the dam we didn't build in the 60s, we not improve them, we not rehabilitate them, we not do nothing there. And we all know, say, the water, the dam don't dilapidated, and not to this current dispensation get the problem. But at the same time, as a government, as a responsible government, we own up and know, say, we have to resolve the issue of water. And what I let people know is that developments are a process. When His Excellency the President can have power, we all know, say, after the war, at the top of the whole country now, all the Degrimon stations there will be the operate upline. All team be not damaged, no water not be the upline. The city, the dam be not old enough, we pipes are not old, we're not able to sustain the water now free tongue. But a lot of things don't happen. It separates the energy from water. He appoints a very young and dynamic minister, the Minister of Water Resources. And for the past 3 years, we have done a lot of things. As I speak, most of the Degrimon stations there, we don't rehabilitate them. If we talk of Watanao, Nabo, Kenema, Makeni, Kailau, Losal, Pujeon, all them places they get water now. And we still they continue for give all them bigger towns water. In less than 3 years, we've done a lot in water. And for Freetown, what your Ale family understand is that for do Freetown, a capital intensive, what I mean, you need boku money for handle Freetown. Not so like where you go say you do water na Bo, you do water na Kenema, or you water na Makeni. Now, for Telco Tenki, this government no say yes, we get for ensure say we get water and they can't live without water. That is why, one, that the first government we don't try as best as possible for try forget a new dam. We don't know the visibility of a new dam, and we try forget a new dam at Kokel. Two, we don't try forget money, the defeat don't commit money of £38 million. For rehabilitate the current dam. Imagine from the 60s, the dam not rehabilitate. So these are challenges where now they are in country, we can start for rehabilitate the dam. We know say challenging and freedom, but we need for exercise patience because the government meets all the issues here. And we know say we for solve them. So that is why as public servants and as a responsible government, we they own up and no say, we meet this TRO, but we go for solve them because now we they now demand the people. So with the MCCU again, as Mr. Kumar mentioned, then they for to deal with the capacity issues of Guma. You know, we also will get capacity issues also, not only for give the water supply, but we also need for increase capacity on how we forgive the water. So we think about so many things in terms of private sector engagement. That is make we talk about tariffs, because if we don't make we water sector viable enough, the private partner don't go coincide for partner for we move water business go before. And what we need to understand here is that water not a two-way for be free. Because we get the perception, say, hey, that's where they come from God, not that God need it. So, but we go for pay for them, we go for land, for pay for water, so that we're able to sustain them. Right. So I want to assure people, let's say, we try as best as possible for increased supply of water, and not only boreholes. Boreholes are short-term business. You know, we try to get a new dam, at the same time rehabilitate the current dam, and we also look at other means. Like somebody mentioned, desalination. Desalination is a new technology where they get water from the sea. We have a lot of seawater, but that also is very expensive. That also we not get a knowledge in them. So we, as we speak, we have a proposal that we're working on. So the government they look at all the outcome they did for see how we go improve the supply of water in Africa.
All right, so we'll continue for the return studios. In name is Joel Bernard-Lawson, in a sector coordinator communication and transformation at the Ministry of Water Resources. We continue the program. Good morning, Salon. We take this break. When we come back, we continue with more issues.
Pharmacy board Salon, don't take notice, see? Plenty people they bring cosmetic product them and they open cosmetic shop them in the country, they not get license. Anybody where they bring cosmetic or open cosmetic shop in the country, for go register first na pharmacy board before it begin business. Or, if you be not registered, you for renew the registration every year inside the first 3 months. So pharmacy board Salon, they advise all you want them where they do business, where not get license, for do so one time. If anybody fail for abide by the law where Papa Government don't put for cosmetic within the Pharmacy and Drug Act 2001. It go face the full penalty of the law. So, you want to do cosmetic business, go register or renew your license now before it's too late. Now, Pharmacy Board Salon, they bring this message come to you.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Send message to the number 0779-81981. As we go look at another story, we say the world, remember World Cancer Day. World Cancer Day can be every year, February 4. We say the world can remember this day and raise awareness about cancer sick. And the theme for this year, commemoration, now yes, we can, I can. But Salon, according to the chairman for the Sierra Leone Cancer Society, he says Salon, not they celebrate this day because then they be enforced by the control of cancer sick in the country. Subtil can look inside this and go now report.
February for any year, na World Cancer Day. Where this day na for let country them raise more awareness on cancer. And according to the chairman for the Sierra Leone Cancer Society, when a society where they work with the Ministry of Health, where the NG set up for address all issues them on cancer in the country, the chairman for the Sierra Leone Cancer Society, Dr. Simon Owies, start for talk about waiting a cancer.
Cancer actually in a group, a large group of diseases, where they affect every part of we body, every tissue, every cell, so we can get cancer from.
Dr. Simon always continues to say for Salon, the type of cancer the way people they get more, now cervix and breast cancer. As cancer sick then are the one whole world, one report where World Health Organization do inside 2012, it shows say but 14.1 million cancer cases they been at the one whole world. Where out of this 14.1 million, 7.4 million cancer cases na man they get them, and 6.7 million na woman they get them. This report also shows say the 14.1 million cancer cases where people don't get inside 2012 go increase by 24 million, and the chairman for Sierra Leone Cancer Society, Dr. Simon Owies, say the figure them na something we possibly not go glad for. As he say, this don't show say country them for put more effort for fet cancer come out in the world. And say for Salon, some people still not they accept say cancer day. Where this is say not they help them pan fight against cancer. As he say, Salon no go non say yet for fet cancer.
But we stubborn, not agree accept things. We get for push there in the end, then see and the thing they kill. They kill. But at this stage, I go honestly tell you, say, now we they begin crawl. We not map it. But through this cancer day, where the whole world is celebrate on Saturday, if finally they see we now we can get help.
It continues, say, World Cancer Day important for Salon because it not just they make the raise awareness, but this day they make the way they address cancer in a Salon, able know the status of the sick, and they measure them where they need for put in place.
Well, it's important to we so that people then go know. Say one this day we then don't map aside big charter in Paris. We don't turn to some celebration or other country. Well, we will commemorate them the 4th of every February every year, so that we can come out let people then we know they read or write, or people that we don't know at all. They not get access to them.
The chairman for Sierra Leone Cancer Society, Dr. Simon Owi, say the theme for this World Cancer Day, now we can, I can. Where this end say mean, now for let all man join and effect cancer come out in the world. Well, woman clinic don't they operate in a saloon for over 10 years, and they don't they encourage woman and man them for go do cancer test, as they don't they raise awareness to the public for let people know more about cancer. And according to Adija Tusalam, head of Sister Nawel Woman Clinic, he explained the type of cancer women they get and waiting can be designed them.
The man them prostate cancer, no same man way one wet. He can pump the wet, not the spring. If you see human, you begin peace like we pump one lock. If they peace, blood they come out. If they peace, they act you bad one. If you like say human parts by you, the one begin die by you. If you see yourself, they get a severe waste bone problem there. Sometimes the way the prostate can kick down enlarge, they get paralysis now to foot them. Prostate gland also, in mostly na the urinary function of the man I can affect.
Adija Tusalam, head of Sister Nawel Woman Clinic, say though people they go for do the cancer test, but other people still they deny say cancer no day. Jennifer Rena Thomas, na the program director for Well Woman Clinic. He say first time, people know they take cancer with seriousness, as the health sector self, nobody they focus on cancer like other sick them.
Was not relevant issue, an important issue, not alone. But now they don't see, say, they don't try, most of the issue they will be they write up, they try for get rid of the one lady, and they have succeeded to a certain extent. And now cancer has come up in the agenda, in the health agenda.
The program director for Well Woman Clinic, Jennifer Rena Thomas, say people don't die of cancer where they don't know. And this is say now because salon not get a medical facility them for treat people with cancer.
Able for advocate, follow get them big machine them, you know, for screen, get treatment, get an oncology department, we go help the country for go before with this cancer.
Jennifer Rena Thomas, the program manager at Well Woman Clinic, same way so say, with the effort of other well body center them, like Thinking Pink, Crusader and other one in the country, then go able for control cancer in a salon, now that the Ministry of Health don't put cancer on the agenda. Ready Democracy be turn the mic to people for know the level of awareness where people get about cancer sick.
Let me know about cancer as I say. Where you take money, put on the breast, then put on the breast, and one plastic, you take it, you put on the sedan, they all they cause cancer.
Well, that's now some people, them now free turn be the end. That's now. Somebody na free turn be the end that reports the way Sapti Ukalon do na the program Good Morning Salon. Quickly, let we take Daddy Wakabot and come continue with the program.
Another morning again. Me set a code where you see the calculus. So they come it up that long thing. They set a code. So the pine sets a finesse. They come up in that road for code na Kailau. You set a code where you see that local content don't get answer. You set a code. You claddy. So listen now, where do you they go and gladdy for so? I see you then a high mood. You say president is the coping that road for go Kailau and a local content policy then key. Now the bonnet, I dey permit so it's so good. Yes, then they open the road. But not to that road, they didn't give local content policy. The road where they give local content, now that bottle by that Juma road. This one, then they go up in and bring, but you know, say, that same company with me in the work, now that you know, corner road, now they go make it. But I think now one and the same, my, I just am glad, now because of course, the road they make now, people in Akaila who go glad, you know. And even way, you know, local content go don't get that bad that Juma Road I tell you to bow. I say then chef, you know, go try them best and everything go fine. Well, you bet anyway, you bet a cocoa still, but if you say no man, I ain't be ketan. But until local content policy in circuit, it go fine for letting kid. It's also called me, he supports the local content policy. Then they need left hand. Me, they support local content policy. Although some local content policy then they will be say we gave a look inside there. But I think say some other one in the trial, I think look at construction company, that way with the, you know, Kabbalah, this way with the free tongue, you know, and the one thing for them get for Gida Bandaduma. But I think they all go do well. Mm-hmm. They all go do well. Mm-hmm. What about before you go? He was asking something. He don't see the flak biara there with the commotes. He know you read that man, he say, he wants dating, say, one commotes. You read that now, just, I just make sure you observe this thing, he not get for funny. Oh, yeah, I think I PPSL, like, you don't see right now. You know, see the apprentice when he come out, I can. You know, see, you know see that other Bobo we left that man inside said the gold sign now he the go out and call. You know see this other Baba we be say nah Anthony he said the go is I said me just the watch this is. I hear it say number 2 self interested. Then I hear it back number 9 ministry self interested. I hear it back number. I just name the way at the area, so yeah. We just come on, I will go see man. But the man himself not come out yet, so I say, you will sabi, now you sabi. He not come out yet. He say, not the bit gone. He just the wait for the waiting to happen. But PPSL, we hope they will go do well. So listen, now you just see this PPSL business. Well, and see they he say they could catch them. Then can I they call and say for the cocoa na Kenny man, the cold and they say na February. Let the car come a Kenny na in they say then na Kenny man in the car. So listen and then they be me suspect. Anyway, I want wish the two political parties them will not forget today 2 o'clock. I say, oh yeah, them picking their way get 5 votes. The voice of democracy are gone. Go palalo by 8 o'clock. And I hope you all go listen. And don't forget to the final. Now April 8th. Ticket to the begin talk about and did this now. Who they begin talk about the ticket. And what I will go get her because everything they still in plan. Me na the honorable Ladi Wakabot.
We dey continue the program. Good morning, Salon. And still at the studio, we get Joel Lawson, Sector Coordinator, Communication and Transformation at the Ministry of Water Resources, and Mohamed Kuma, Production Manager, Naguma Valley. Today, we dey look at the dry season backup plans where the ministry and the President's Recovery Priority Team they put together. Like to you again, Mr. Lawson. One of the important issue where people on the raise that the rainy season water harvest, the like rain can cancel, how the Ministry of Water Resources they get our water for ensure say that self group help for give water to people in dry season.
That's also now another option we would look at. Interestingly, even the dam will get the harvest will they harvest rainy. Most of the water we did at the dam now from the rainy season. And we get a lot of, like I say, private partners that we don't come for look into how we will get more reservoirs. Because all the water, most of the water we the waste, like Mr. Kuma mentioned, term day where the dam they spill go back to the sea. We look at all the options and they, you know, so Dabeka said we understand the situation of people in Freetown or the Salon in general. Say the challenge for water, but at the same time, we get for commend this dispensation. This government, because we this time around we they see things and they happy. We don't just talk them because we know say one adage day we say Rome not to one greater than Bilam. Developments are process. We need to appreciate this government because most of the infrastructure now this country for this government can power.
But
now we did one. Now we bring light. Now the government they bring water. Now the government they bring a lot of things.
So, Joel, una we don't ever try for like save water during the rains.
Of course. Like now, even the Bazaar collection points. If you go up graft in that spring water, you find out say we don't get an outlet day when they will Bazaar and say they go collect water. Oh, we don't able for save for get water from that spring point day. So even Hastings, we don't develop a hydrant at Hastings. So these are all of the other sources that we try for apart from the Guma for bring come more water to the people. And at the same time, these are short term things. The medium term now and the long term. Now for now we get the new dam, we will eventually serve more people. And at the same time, we know say we try for preserve other areas them. Now we look at Ribi. The Gibi River also. The Gibi River also have fresh water. So now make we get the Water Resources Management Agency where they come. After we pass this law, we need to try to get an agency where go and protect all the catchment that they. These are all inherent challenges that we will meet in the sector.
So the one that we did now, the agency that we did now don't fail for protect on our catchment areas, eh?
Well, we know go so they fail, but we, as Mr. Kuma mentioned,
so if they cannot do the same work, then go come.
There is a lot of... No, they want and they go this specifically for we water catchment. Now that these are the problem, because they are overwhelmed with a lot of things, you find out say then they forget small, but the waterway very important. So this agency go there specifically for manage
the water resources. Part of Osaide for protect. Let's take NPA for example. The water the part of the forest parkway then for protect the water catchment area, and they're not able for protect and people they go build. I mean, they're not able for protect the area. So for now, look out to the agency.
We need to count other agency parties, but what would they say? Na collaboration. All man forgetting specific and focused activity way for the look on. And water resources management is very important. Without water, man no go live. It's very important. So if you get a designated agency where they manage water resources, it not ever happen in a salon. Now the first thing is we can't get that. And it's very important because if, like we they go carry river away and no one go make the new dam. You get a lot of people downstream where they do mining and all that thing. If we not look into the volume of water we dispense, where they take from that water, we manage that water. Water for agriculture, water for hydro, water for drink, all will be problems.
Some people believe that with all this, the issue of institutional and structural arrangement in the sector very, very important. We make MCC give some money to the area, the Alpha with that one.
That is going on well as I speak. That's another challenge because of that coordination. I make MCC, CNC, we have to collaborate. Like can you see? All man gets your mandate, but if we not coordinate them, and the thing we'll get now is that we have the strategic policy units in the State House. We'll get the Office of the Chief of Staff. We'll do a very great job and the PDT team for see how best all within MDAs they collaborate for make government work good before.
So, that with Mohamed Ibrahim Koroma, quickly, if the situation, they know how to get some quick waiting will happen.
Since 2004, way back 2004, we spot this trouble. Say the dam, they reach a point in time past we start for action. We've done the carry on this thing, now it gets worse. We all know what happened last year. We now, as a result of what it happened, make His Excellency be demand fixing now. Make we get this crisis in plan, make it not occur again. It go get worse if we not try for address and quick. Because, you know, the city, they go day by day. People in they come. People in they apply for water every day. People in need this water. And this water just the short and dry.
So then, the area them, somebody send a text to know before they talk about fence. On our outside, on our catchment area, for fence and protect and so okay. This is Nagoma Valley. Not when I never consider the area, then this is on our property. We want another book for protect and pass to the agency, then can protect
that. Very, very ambitious suggestion. Ambitious to a point that I wonder how much money Guma go get for fence the entire catchment area. Quite large.
So, very large. Before like what you do explain, so before we reach to that level where the whole Freetown go day without water, and Una as an institution, Guma Valley, why not embark on projects for ensure, say, well, you raise the couple where they talk about, so for protecting particular area they lay?
As we speak, I don't try for draw this line. Usai Guma Valley stop, Usai the other agencies then they. The Ministry of Lands, the Ministry of Forestry, Agriculture and Forestry, the National Protected Area. Then are they your responsibility than they for make the CC? Then do, and then
so
they
are
go,
they
and
ask
they
this question,
as
Mark?
We
are
go
they
now, reject, if we go reject now, what, from what I understand from the side where they already don't encroach, I think NPP Edipa work some modalities as to waiting go bring about,
okay, quickly,
say,
so if lands, most of them people, and if you go talk to them, then go see them, get them paper and lands, they go, then go to the right place. So if lands, NPA, NEPA, they're all not able for protect the area, you want to say they don't fail for protect the catchment areas? Eh?
Well, some areas, they already go. That they are going to agree with you, say,
they don't reclaim
well,
again.
Plans there for reclaim them, because we get what to call afforestation, we can still think of boots new plant new trees there, and then they develop the forest again.
Right.
So we can able not to say for say don't batter batter. No. We go able to do something, forget and back.
Well, once you plant, thank you. In name now, Mohammed Ibrahim Kuma, production manager, Kuma Valley Water Company, and also plenty thank you to you, Joel Bernard Lawson, we are the sector coordinator, communications and transformation at the Ministry of Water Resources. Plenty thank you for joining the program this morning.
Thank you very much.
I also go in the program. Good morning, Salon, for today, Friday, 3rd February, and for this week. Once plenty take it to the production team and other I follow this program with you. You join on our Facebook, send a text message. Plenty thank you to you. And till we meet again on Monday morning, my name is Ahmed Cisse.
And Mina Khadija Bangura, they say, don't forget for listening to We Midday Show at 12. 7 o'clock will be time for national news. 8 o'clock this evening will be time for the Voice of Democracy icon. So, till we meet back, get yourself a lovely weekend.